Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are on a very strong note today, and of course, some of this could be leveling of positions before a long holiday weekend. A lot of times they'll pick Wednesday to do that. And also lately, Wednesdays, maybe Thursdays, but a lot of times Wednesdays have been pretty active days as well, with nice ranges between the highs and lows of the grains. The corn market has come back nicely. The July is gaining back on the December, and that spread continues to try to hold and widen. It's been kind of teetering against some high levels here, and so corrections isn't all out of line. And there's been a little bit of country movement on the cash corn, old crop cash corn, as well as a little bit on the beans. Still, China was, the USDA announced that private exporters had said that China secured 360,000 metric tons of new crop corn, with another 180,000 metric tons sold to unknown destinations, and then most likely that is China as well. And, of course, China has now booked about 1.16 million metric tons of new crop corn so far, and it's thought that there's another 500,000 to 600,000 metric tons that is actually in the unknown category also. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.